You're tuned to Kol Yisrael, the voice of Israel, broadcasting from Jerusalem. It's 10 p.m. in Israel, and the polls have just closed in Israel's national elections for the 17th Knesset. I'm Jeanette Amid, and welcome to our special election night coverage. We'll soon be bringing you the results from the exit polls, live reports from different party headquarters, and analysis of what the exit poll results means for the possible makeup of the next Israeli collection. With me in the studio to discuss today's vote and its implications is Hebrew University political scientist Dr. Menachem Hofnang. 31 parties participated in today's elections, and more than 5 million Israelis were eligible to vote. But despite an election that has been described by some as a referendum on the future borders of the State of Israel, voter turnout was quite low, with the election committee reporting 63%. Some 25,000 police, soldiers, security guards, and volunteers were deployed across the country to ensure security and prevent terrorist attacks. This evening, an Israeli woman was seriously hurt when rocks were thrown at her car, which she was traveling in north of Ramallah on the West Bank, and IDF sources confirmed that a Katyusha-style rocket was fired from the Gaza Strip this morning, landing south of Ashkelon. There were no injuries. Defense sources said the missile has a longer range than the Qassam rocket and has a capability of reaching 10 to 15 kilometers. And now the news that we're all waiting for. We go to Nomi Segal with the results of the Channel 1 exit poll. Nomi?
Okay, Jeanette. We now have the numbers from the Channel 1 exit poll. Kadima, 29. Labor, 22. Yisrael Beitenu, 14. Likud, 11. Shas, 11. National Union, NRP, 8. Gimlaim, the Pensioners' Party, the first time running, 8. United Torah Judaism, 6. Meretz, 5. United Arab List, Arab Movement for Renewal, 2. Chadash, 2. Those are the results from the Channel 1 exit poll. And now, for my first question to Dr. Hofnang is, there are plenty of surprises in this poll. First of all, the pensioners, which had a very strong showing, but let's talk first about Kadima. 30 votes for the party that burst onto the political scene when Ariel Sharon formed it. It was taken over by Ehud Olmert when Ariel Sharon had his stroke. What is your reaction?
People are quite disappointed from the results, but on second thoughts, they do have the basics to form a viable coalition. It may need some time, it may need some patience, but looking at the results, right-wing parties don't have a real chance to form a coalition by themselves.
Now let's go over to Mark Weiss, who is standing by at Kadima headquarters.
From the Kadima election night headquarters here at Neveri Lan, just outside Jerusalem. There are only one or two actual candidates on the Kadima list here in the hall. The others will arrive later on, much later on in the evening. And even the party activists will only start arriving here in a few hours' time. But Ehud Olmert's leading strategist, Lior Choreb, told me the following interesting figures. As far as Kadima is concerned, he said that 32 seats will be considered a failure and 33 and above a success. So therefore, based on the initial television exit polls, it's not a very promising evening for Kadima, and they're hovering somewhere between the very close line of failure and success as laid out according to their key strategies. He said it's all a question of building blocks, and as far as Kadima is concerned, a right-wing bloc of 52 to 53 will be considered a danger to Kadima. Choreb included both United Torah Judaism and Shas in his right-wing bloc, although, of course, Kadima considers both these parties potential coalition partners. Choreb considers Kadima, Labour and the Pensioners' Party as a possible stable coalition. To quote him, he said, a coalition that would last 100 years. And remember, of course, that this does not include merits. But such a coalition is dependent on the TV predictions of a very strong showing for the Pensioners' Party coming true. And from the Kadima election headquarters at Naveilan, this is Mark Weiss returning you to the studio.
Thank you, Mark. And now I have the results of the second channel. The second channel's exit polls give Kadima 32. They give Labour 22, they give Likud 11, and they give Avigdor Lieberman's party 13. And Channel 10 exit polls give 31 to Kadima, 20 to Labour, 12 to the Likud, 12 to Avigdor Lieberman, and 7 to the pensioners. So this is really a surprise, Nomi.
Dr. Hoffnung, I'd like to ask you, in light of this, what potential partners could there be?
The pensioners are closer to Kadima and Labour. If this is the case, which we are not sure right now because they were not coming into any equation before the elections, if this is the case, then Kadima is having a very convenient startup. Right-wing parties do have less than 50 Knesset seats combined, and in that case, Kadima will need several partners, but it is having certainly a better coalition position than Ariel Sharon had when he won the special elections in 2001.
And what about a possibility of the right bringing them in?
This is a possibility, because once it is established that no right-wing party can build a coalition around itself, then they are all invited to join Kadima. And looking at the results, it seems, since there are several parties more or less the same size or close, Eld Olmert can place them one against the other and get them into the coalition for a relatively low price.
Though Olmert said prior to the campaign that he would only invite a party that supports his so-called convergence plan, the plan for unilateral withdrawals and setting Israel's permanent borders.
This is a hurdle that can be relatively overcome pretty easy. Suppose they come into a coalition with an agreement, then when the convergence plan coming before the Knesset, they will have the freedom to vote as they wish. Olmert can be sure that when such a vote is coming into the Knesset, he can trust left-wing parties to vote accordingly.
Now let's just take another look at the comparative polls so we get a sense of the numbers here. Okay, these are the exit polls from the election. Okay, these are not the actual results. Those we will be getting tomorrow morning. Channel 1 for Kadima is reporting 29. Channel 2 is reporting 32. Channel 10, 31. For Labour, Channel 1 is reporting 22. Channel 2 is reporting 22. Channel 10 is reporting 20. Likud, Channel 1 reports 11. Channel 2 reports 11. Channel 10 reports 12. Shas, Channel 1 reports 11. Channel 2 reports 10. Channel 10 reports 11. Yisrael Beitenu, Channel 1 is reporting 14. Channel 2 is reporting 13. Channel 10 is reporting 12. National Union, National Religious Party, Channel 1 is reporting 8. Channel 2 is reporting 9. Channel 10 is reporting 8. Merits, Channel 1 reporting 5. Channel 2 is reporting 5. Channel 10 is reporting 5. United Torah Judaism, Channel 1 is reporting 6. Channel 2 is reporting 5. Channel 10 is reporting 6. Chadash, Channel 1 is reporting 2. Channel 2 is reporting 2. Channel 10 is reporting 3. United Arab List, the Arab Movement for Renewal, Channel 1 is reporting 4. Channel 2 is reporting 3, and Channel 10 is reporting 3. And the Pensioners Party, Channel 1 is reporting 7, Channel 2 is reporting 6, and Channel 10 is reporting 7. Now we are going over to the Likud headquarters, where David Ze'ev is standing by.
The exhibition grounds in Tel Aviv. I would have great difficulty in hearing you because I'm approaching the center of what is a relatively small room, but they've definitely stepped up the sound to make it appear as though it is a very lively gathering. However, it is a gathering with a lot of stunned faces tonight, undoubtedly marking the end, for now at least, of the Likud as a major second or first party in Israeli political history. Of course, falling behind in Israel Beitenu, and with Kadima, a new party that makes Likud only in fourth place among the major parties in Israeli politics. And obviously, there is a stunned crowd here, and we'd like to get the reaction of some people there. Hold on one moment, because I'm walking around a few Likud Knesset members right now. You might have to come back to you. I've got Gideon Sar right next to me, but in the meantime, we'll come back to you in just a couple of minutes, hopefully with an interview.
Thank you, David. Dr. Hafnung, there's a question I'd like to ask. Now, with Likud not doing so well in these polls, what will Netanyahu do you think?
It is difficult to say. There are two questions. One is personal, and the other one is a question of how he leads the party. The first question is whether he's going to stay in politics or resign, because the results are very disappointing, and there will be enormous pressure on him to step down and give the reins of the party for someone else.
Sylvain Chalon?
Maybe. If he opts to stay, then there is a question of going to the right and staying in opposition for the next 4 years, which, as far as I understand and so Netanyahu, it is very unlikely that he is going to opt for such question. The other one is to join the coalition, and in that case, with 11 or 12 Knesset seats, Netanyahu cannot get the position that he likes to have as a finance minister. The most such a party can get is maybe education or infrastructure, uh-huh. Not more than that, which is a minor ministerial position.
So we wait and see.
Yeah.
Okay, now we have Idel on the line from the Labour Party headquarters. Idel, good evening.
Good evening, and it's chaos here at the Labour Party headquarters in Southern Tel Aviv. Standing with me is Danny Natum. Danny, tell us, first of all, your reaction to the poll.
I'm very glad. I think that according to the poll in Channel 1, it is a big achievement that we gained the 22 seats, and there are two factors that cause me to say. The first one is the fact that we beat all the polls that gave us the maximum 20 seats. And secondly, the very small difference between us and Kadima. The final result, or the bottom line, is that in the political arena in Israel today, there are only two big parties. The first one is Kadima, and the second one is the Labour. All the rest are medium and small. And this is what's important.
Who do you see as a coalition partner, Mr. Yatom?
You know, every politician would like to be a minister. Every politician would like to be in the coalition. But I think that it is too early to comment on it. I think that it is too early to talk about coalition, opposition. It depends mainly on the lines, the principles, and we will fight, of course, for our principles. We will fight for the way. We will fight for our ideals, not for the seats.
Okay, Danny Yatom, thank you very much. And the chaos continues here at the Labour Party headquarters. Back to the studio in Jerusalem.
Thank you, Idel. And Dr. Hafnung, the Arab parties, tell me what you feel about those. How did they do? How did they show?
The Arab results are a bit strange. It seems for sure that only one our party has crossed the threshold, and one is on the verge of crossing that threshold. We haven't heard anything about the third party, Ballad, but I looked at the results of all the exit polls, and none of them comes up with 120, which means that there is a possibility that another party may sneak in, and it may be Ballad. But the early results are that one party is in, and one maybe, and one is out, which is quite disappointing for the Arab population. It means that there will be less Arab Knesset members than have been in the last 20 years or so.
Now, I'd like to go back to Labour, which seems to be a likely partner for Kadima in light of its showing, and especially the spread of votes that the exit polls are showing between Labour and Kadima. That gives it quite a bit of leverage in terms of negotiations for portfolios.
That's correct. The results are now that Labour can certainly claim one of the main three portfolios, which means either the foreign ministry, the finance, or defense. As the foreign ministry is already promised to Tzipi Livni, and we know that Amir Peretz is not interested in that portfolio, it leaves the two others, defense and finance. I assume that Amir Peretz is more interested in the finance, but it may be the surprise of the election that Ehud Olmert may be forced to give Amir Peretz the defense and not the finance, because for the prime minister, right now, the finance portfolio is more important than the defense.
Now, one of the major showings here this evening was Yisrael Beitenu. That's a party that was looked at with a lot of promise over the in the polls approaching the campaign. What is your take on that?
This is quite a surprise. And Yisrael Beitenu is the biggest party on the right. It is not only the surprise of the elections, but it is a bigger party now than the Likud. And if we all remember, Avigdor Lieberman started as Benjamin Netanyahu protege, and now he is the leader of the right-wing parties. The options of leader Lieberman are either join the coalition and be a minister with a mid-range portfolio, or stay in the opposition, become the leader of the opposition, and then compete for prime minister the next elections. Tough choice.
So it's a very tactical decision where to go now.
It is. It is.
So what do you foresee right now, or come tomorrow morning, who will Ehud Olmert be picking up the phone to speak to?
The first phone is going to go to Amir Peretz. After that, it is open game. I believe that Ehud Olmert is going to wait for the final results, or when the trend is look a little bit better, because if you go with Channel 2, it is much more convenient for Kadima than the exit poll of Channel 1, and there is quite a difference of several Knesset seats. So when the outcome of the elections is becoming a little bit more obvious, then phones start ringing. First one is Labour. Second, I assume, is going to go to Shas, because the price of Shas is relatively small. And then playing one party against the other until they all come in for a relatively low price.
Well, thanks, Dr. Hoffnung. We now have David Ze'ev on the line at the Likud headquarters. David. Okay, well, we will be hopefully getting back to David.
Dr. Hoffnung, I have a question for you. The 25% of undecided voters before the polls, do you think this is why the pensioners got such a good showing? People just didn't know who to vote for, so they voted?
Certainly, One main reason for the pensioners' strong showing was a protest vote of many Israelis who did like to vote. They didn't see another chance or another party that they really like, and then as a protest they decided to vote for pensioners. We had rumors about such a trend in the last 48 hours, and certainly looking at the results, it showed the rumors at quite a basis.
And the pensioners will probably go with any coalition?
This is a fair assumption, yes. Uh-huh. I assume to think that they are going to go with any coalition. If they enter the coalition, they are assured of at least two portfolios, and for them, it is quite a surprise.
Yes.
Okay, let's take another look at those numbers. The exit polls are showing Kadima winning 29 to 32 seats, Labor winning between 20 to 22, Likud winning between 11 to 12, Shas winning between 10 to 11, Yisrael Beitenu winning between 12 to 14, National Union and the National Religious Party between 8 and 9, Meretz, 5, United Torah Judaism, 5 to 6, Chadash, 2 to 3, Balad, according to some, the Channel 2 and 10, 2, United Arab List, Arab Movement for Renewal, between 2 to 4, and the Pensioners, between 7 to 6 votes. That's quite a spread. Dr. Hoffnung, many said that this campaign was in the shadow of Ariel Sharon. And when he first formed the party, the polls were up in the 40s. They were very high. And even after his stroke, they still remained high. It seemed to have dissipated. Where did this go?
Don't forget that many of the initial voters of Kadima came from the Likud. When first polls of Kadima showed up with 40, 44 Knesset seats, the Likud came down to 9. And the Likud received 38 Knesset seats in the last elections. After that, the votes went all over. They went to Labor, they went to National Union, they went to Israel Beitenu, and some of them even decided not to vote at all. But I believe that these elections set up a new trend in Israeli politics. It is the first time since 67 that majority of the Israeli voters voted for parties who support disengagement from the occupied territories. This never happened before, and this is certainly a new trend. Ehud Olmert now has the freedom, the political freedom, to open negotiations to set up the final borders of Israel. Whether he succeeds in doing so, this is another question.
Thank you very much, Dr. Hoffnung.
And that wraps up our election coverage for tonight. We thank you, Dr. Hoffman, for being with us here in the studio. Exit polls are showing an election victory as of now for Kadima with approximately 29 seats, Labour with 22 to 20, Likud 11 to 12, Israel Beitenu from 12 to 13. Actual results are expected early tomorrow morning, and we will be on the air at 6:30 a.m. with the final results. Thanks to our production team, Sylvia Rappaport and Jackie Beecham. I'm Jeanette Ami, together with Nomi Segal here in the studio, wishing you good evening and shalom from Jerusalem.